Now, one of our listeners, Daniel, was in touch with us to share with us his traumatic experience in hospital this week. Daniel joins me on the line now. Hiya, Daniel.
Good morning, Alison, and thank you. I know you're under pressure this morning, but
not
I wanted to get this off my chest so that some other patient wouldn't suffer what I suffered.
Tell me what happened, Daniel. When were you admitted to hospital?
I did my ordeal. Started on Friday evening, the 15th of March,
right,
at 7:45, when I suddenly lost balance. The whole place went around and I started vomiting. And I was vomiting until I got into Limerick that night. The ambulance was, 2 hours late. But anyway, I got into Limerick and I vomited up about 2 litres of blood from my stomach. Now, they put me on a trolley that evening, and I was on a trolley up to the day I insisted them let me home to get an hour's sleep. I didn't sleep. I was left in a trolley in a corridor from Friday until last Thursday when I came home.
Oh my! So nearly a week on a trolley.
Yes, and they were treating me for vertigo until I said, "Look, it's not. Can I have an MRI scan?" And then the MRI scan showed I had 2 strokes.
Oh, my God.
I couldn't believe it. I thought I was in a total country. And left there and... the dogs wouldn't get the food I got. I wouldn't give it to them.
Daniel, can I ask how old you are?
I'm 72 and I'm living alone. Now, I thought my situation would improve when I came home.
Yeah.
A nurse called on Friday evening. She was nice. And another nurse called Saturday morning and Saturday evening. And no, I hadn't anyone on Sunday. But on Monday, then they brought one man. And he said, "I'm not home help." They told me in Limerick, they wanted me to stay in Limerick. I never want to go near Limerick City again. After my ordeal, they wanted me to stay so that the home help set up. Before I come home. But thank God, only for the Templemore Daycare Centre sending me up my lunch, I would be in a bad way. Now, the thing is that a nurse called yesterday and I couldn't believe. I thought I got in the post yesterday, Home Support Services, to apply for. And she said, "You'll get nothing. You'll get nothing." I said, "All I want is a seat for my shower."
Yeah.
"So that I don't fall in the shower." "No, you can get it on Amazon." I'm not on the internet.
Yeah.
And it's crazy. No one listens. No, I don't know where to go for help. And I'm privately covered by insurance that I've paid all my life into.
Daniel, can I ask, when you were admitted into hospital, and as you said, you were vomiting blood at that stage, you were unsteady on your feet, and they diagnosed you with vertigo. How long was it, though, before you got the MRI?
The MRI was the day before I came out.
So you were in hospital 6 days, vomiting blood,
unsteady. I couldn't, I didn't get my balance back until the Monday or Tuesday. Oh, it was torture. Ali, I never want to wish. I wouldn't wish it. My worst enemy, I'm gone demented. Mentally, physically, I draw. And I couldn't sleep then. I said, "I'd go home now. I do anything you want me to do. And I want to get into my own house."
Yeah.
And my own bed. I didn't sleep because I was suffering from post-traumatic stress
syndrome. Of course.
And I was hopping from one bed to another all Thursday night, all Friday night. And now I'm settled down a bit that I can sleep a little bit at night.
What was their reaction, Daniel, after the MRI, where they were able to discover that you had actually suffered 2 strokes, that you weren't suffering from vertigo?
I might be mistaken, Ali, but I think it was the occupational therapist that did most for me at Blow in Limerick. And I think it was he that said, very gently, "You've had a stroke." And then it turned out that I had 2 strokes, one on either side of my cerebellum. Yeah. But come in, Sheila. Sorry.
You're okay. I don't understand, Daniel, how you would have been brought into hospital like that and not sent for an immediate MRI.
Yes, yes. An immediate MRI.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I ask, your experience then of being on a trolley for 8 days, you alluded to it there. I presume that was nightmarish as well.
Absolutely. And yes, it was. And it was most bad the night I went in because I was mixed up with everyone. Trolleys, nurses, patients crying, people fighting, everything. And the doctors came in the morning. And that was the only day I saw the team of doctors. And they said, bring him up to Ward 3D. When I was brought up to Ward 3D, the nurses, you could feel the tension in where they were, in the nurses' station. And they said, go up, bring him out in the corridor. And I was in the corridor until the day before I left. When they sent me down to the stroke unit. And I didn't sleep either there because they were, and they wouldn't apologise for all the noise they were making that night in getting a bed ready for a patient coming in. They were hammering and all stuff. I thought they were building a new ward. I'm on the edge. Mm-hmm. And a simple thing of getting a shower tray, or not a shower tray, but something to sit on when I'm having my shower. After suffering two stroke, I thought things would improve when I got home, but they've gone. And the lady, the nurse that called yesterday from CIT, did a few tests with me. My mental capacity was all right. But I'm here in my morning gown, going around, catching onto the wall in case I fall. Right. And just lying down and trying to get a few winks here and a few winks there. I am very angry, very overwhelmed that... I went to the nurse's station on the. They kind of played with me since the day I went in. Oh, you'll be given a bed when it becomes available. That went on from Saturday morning until Thursday after the stroke, after the MRI.
And like, I presume during those days, were doctors coming to you? I presume they were coming to you during calls, so maybe twice a day were you seeing a doctor?
No.
At all?
The nurses would. The nurses, the Indian nurses, and then there's a language barrier there. They take your blood pressure and take your pulse and take your blood sugars.
And that was it?
That was it. And they had signs up on the wall. You'll be informed of what they're doing, where you're now, what they're going to do, and what is it for. Nobody told me what they were doing.
When did you first speak to a doctor? Did you speak to a doctor when you were admitted?
The morning, sometime it was 7 o'clock the following morning. There was doctors coming and going and taking the bloods and all that. But nobody told me what happened to me. And I got desperately frightened because I don't suffer from my stomach.
Yeah.
You know.
And who told you, Daniel, you had vertigo? Was it a doctor?
I think it could have been I'm so confused, Ellie.
Yeah.
I think it could be the occupational therapist that came down and did tests with me. And he said, I'm going to do everything to get you home today because you look wretched. You haven't slept for a week. And it is a long night, Ellie. It is a long night when you can't sleep.
Yeah.
And
thank God for you, Daniel.
Yes, I was thinking of all the poor people that died in casualty in Limerick and A&E. And it's an awful state of affairs that when we call an ambulance, 999, that they're told where to bring the patient.
Mm.
Now, I prefer die at home than to go to Limerick again. Limerick is desperate and they're going... You must be sick of it yourself, Ellie, because you know all the stories there.
I'm not sick of it at all. I'm just sad to hear.
It's gone. It's going on and on. Yeah, it's going on all the time. It's unbelievable. You know, it's unbelievable.
And all you're looking for now then, Daniel, is a shower seat. Well, I have an offer in. Peter texted in to say that if someone can supply the seat, he will fit it for you free of charge.
Thanks very much.
So
yeah,
let's see what we can do. Surely we can track down a shower seat somewhere.
I thought I could heater because I'm irritable, and I'm not myself since I came home.
Of course.
And I, when she says, you'll get it on Amazon, my Jesus. And then the home help is another thing. I won't qualify for home help, she said.
Why?
And that's what they told me and why they let me out from Limerick. They were going to keep me there until home help was ready.
Oh, my God. But were they giving any time frame on that, on how long that would take?
They thought they'd have everything up and running on Friday morning.
Oh, gosh.
Friday evening, fair place. The nurses, I can't say anything about them except the one who called yesterday from CIT and told me she can't do anything because I'm a private patient. Because I paid private insurance.
Yeah.
The medical aid. And I've been trying to get through to them, then you're put on a line waiting. Your call is in, you're 15 on the list. You're 15 on the list. Mm. Oh, I can't cope with anything, Ellie. I'm just on edge. On my, I don't know, I feel so alone and so neglected and so isolated and discriminated against that I can hardly talk.
But Daniel, you're not alone. Let me tell you that now this morning. Now, there's Paul Lafford very kindly texted in. He said he has a shower seat that you can have. So maybe if we can get it together with, if we could meet with Paul Lafford and get that off him and maybe take up Peter's offer of installing it for you.
Yeah.
That'll be a small help for you anyway.
That would be something, because I'm not going to go under the shower thinking I might fall and do more damage. And what hospital could I go to? Portlaoise, maybe Tullamore, I don't know, Clonmel, but Limerick. I don't even hear the word Limerick again. I'll never get over it. I'll need counselling for post-traumatic stress. It was unbelievable.
Where in the county are you, Daniel? Or Daniel, if you don't
Templemore.
Templemore.
Templemore. And I'm getting Templemore. The Templemore Daycare Centre is marvellous. They're sending me up my lunch.
Yeah.
Only for that. I can get tea and toast otherwise. But only for that. And you feel so alone and so desperate after working on my life.
Yeah.
You know. And you think all you want is a little. But there's nothing there. The health services is, you know yourself, Alison. Mm-hmm. It is unbelievable. I wouldn't believe it myself that a person like me would be, or anyone would be treated like the way I was treated going into Limerick, or since I went into Limerick.
Did you see similar treatment of other people that were around you?
I did. I saw that two other men, an 82-year-old man, came in. I don't know what it was, but he had packed and ready to go home one night, and they put him back into the stretcher. He didn't know where he was or what he was doing. He got a bed just an hour before I got. He was there from Friday night until Thursday, and there was another guy there from Innes, a young man, whose heart had stopped in January.
Oh, my God.
And whose heart could stop again, and he was there in the trolley, the poor guy. There were three in the ward most of the time. They were coming and going. They were going along with stretchers. But there was three definitely. There was two others. As you say, I wasn't alone. There was two others with me. And there was one toilet for the whole bloody corridor. It was terrible.
Yeah.
But I thought I'd never get out. And they were slow enough in letting me out at 6 o'clock on Thursday evening. And my driver waiting for me. Oh. They had to make out a prescription. And then cut down some of my tablets and increased others. That was another hurdle that I had to do and start them out when I came home. But I can't believe that there's no service, there's no health service for the private patient. Even a simple thing of getting a shower. Three. Home and Horn. One, there's so many organisations. I mean, I'm getting great care from the nurse in Nina. And the guy that called, but he said that could be only for a fortnight. He does the shopping for me. And that could be gone now in a fortnight's time. But I'm not, I've got a letter now today, and I'm not going down. They expect me I'd been off the road, naturally. I'd be off the road for a month to go down to the St. Camillus's Hospital in Limerick for a holster monitor and a 24-hour blood pressure monitor. Oh, they could have done that when they were doing nothing else below in Limerick.
Yeah. They could have sent you home with that.
They could. I'm not going. I'm telling them for Monday at 9:30 a.m. and I can't drive, and I'm not going to bother friends or anyone, and I'm not. It's just totally unnecessary to go down, and go down again the following day and give it back. Even when I'm going to Clare, I'll have to avoid Limerick. I'll get a panic attack if I hear Limerick once more.
I know. Daniel, just very kindly, Clonmel Plumbing Supplies were also on to us. They said they'll supply a new seat to you free of charge.
Great. Thank you very much.
Listen, let us look after that and we'll get on. We've had some very kind offers in. So look, the ones who've offered might take you up.
Good people are so good.
They are. Look, there's a lot of good people in this county, Daniel, and we're delighted you had the strength to ring
us. That's why I retired here, and I love Tipperary. I mean, really a Clare man, Alison.
We won't hold that against you, Daniel.
You won't. Listen, bad. Now, you were probably dancing down there years ago.
Not for a while, Daniel, not for a while. But how are you doing now?
I'm all right. If I can go into bed now and get some sleep, get up and get the dinner in the microwave, I'd be fine. And I have no interest in reading or watching television or anything. There's a cloud in my mind that clouds, and sometimes I'd wake and I'd be thinking I'm below on that hill.
Yeah.
That's Third World Hospital, Limerick.
I can't believe you're saying that to me in 2024. Can you imagine?
Yeah. And they wouldn't. Oh, another thing was that I asked them for a sleeping tablet. I said, I'm going to go out of my mind. That was what I was told to tell the nurse early in the evening. I told her at 4 o'clock. I asked her again at 6. We're waiting for the doctor to come up. I was waiting until I fell asleep at 12 or 1 o'clock, and she said, I wouldn't like to wake you. No. And that was it. There was a doctor working downstairs, and he couldn't come up to write a prescription for a sedative or something that would make me sleep. I never realised how sleep is so important and so...
Well, especially when you've had the neurological trauma of a stroke.
Yes, I'm lucky I didn't get another one there in the trolley. The service isn't there. They haven't done it at all, and they're pumping millions into Limerick Regional Hospital and the Health Board. I was okay then until the nurse came yesterday and started asking me a few questions. She said I was all right. And I said, all I want now, I said, is a seat for the shower.
Yeah.
And no, that's out. She said, you haven't a medical card.
Okay, we have that sorted for you now. We're going to take up a couple of those offers. So listen, don't worry, we'll follow that up with you. But I don't want you to feel like you're alone at all, Daniel. You're not.
Thank you so much. You've been great.
No problem.
The nurses and the medic and the doctors were half as good.
Well, listen, I'm sorry you had that experience, Daniel. We have your details. And you've had so many texts coming in from people who just want to say they're thinking of you and they feel so sad to hear of your experience, and you're definitely not alone.
I felt I should let people know what's happening in Limerick.
We appreciate it, Daniel. Be well.
Thanks.
We'll be on to you.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, Daniel.